Right now, here on the Joe and Alex Show, I want to know at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, why did you leave? I found this interesting that there's a new survey saying one in four people have left a restaurant in the middle of a meal because the experience was so bad.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever left a restaurant regardless of how bad the experience was.
Me neither.
I mean, Liv the Web Girl, have you ever left a restaurant or some place because it was just so bad?
I think like maybe one time on spring break, we left a restaurant because the service was so bad because we were waiting for about an hour still had no drinks, hadn't even placed our order. And that's like it.
Well, they gave some of the top reasons why, in no order in particular. They said if there's like a bad smell coming, obviously I wouldn't stay there either. I'm like, what's going on in this place?
Yuck.
They say dirty or sticky floors, dirty plates. Yeah, like you ever notice your silverware? I always check my silverware. I'm like, oh, gross. What is that still stuck on there? And they say slow service or a rude waiter or waitress can be a reason why. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm wondering, who's this one out of four? Who are the 25% of people listening to the Joe and Alex Show that have actually got up and left? Because I think, okay, maybe I've left once, Liv, because of how long it took for service. But that would be it.
Yeah, that's the
thing.
But
I mean, I've never left for any other reason besides that. And that was like one of the lowest things on their survey they found from people.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I've served thousands of tables, thousands. And I've only had one table walk out on me. And that's because their food was at 45 minutes. And I literally did everything I could to make them happy. Like, I had their drinks and everything. I kept giving them updates on the kitchen.
Wow.
I was yelling at the kitchen, yelling at my manager. And my manager was so stressed that she couldn't even go to the table. And after 45 minutes, I was like, look, like, really, it's almost done. And they were just so angry and furious, they left.
Wow. I remember one time on spring break, we left the restaurant because the table next to us, someone got caught with a fake ID. And so then we were like, oh,
you're paranoid?
They're super strict here. And so we got up and left.
Uh-oh.
Like, I gotta get out of here. All right, Thomas, let's kick things off with you. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Why did you leave?
So my wife and I, a few years ago, went out on Valentine's Day to an Italian restaurant. And in the middle of our meal, we discovered bugs in our food.
Oh my word. What kind of bugs?
Wait, bugs, Thomas. Plural? Like
no,
more than one?
I need to stop listening. Oh.
Yes. There were two ladybugs in the pasta.
Aw, they were just little ladybugs.
I enjoy protein in the food, but not that kind.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe it was put in there for a little added.
That is so gross.
I got to know, what exactly did you order? What, like, was it spaghetti and meatballs?
It was a chicken fettuccine.
Mmm.
Yeah. What made it worse is it was my wife's birthday on Valentine's Day, so it was twice as important.
Yeah, but did you get the free meal at least?
I had a discussion with the manager. He offered to replace the food. I said, I don't want another one. We're just going to leave. So.
See, if I was you, like, and this would be me as a customer, I would eat around, like, if there was a hair in the food, I'd eat around the hair in the food.
Oh, God.
So I can get the free meal
so
afterwards. Because you get to the end, you're like, hey, there's a hair in my food. I need a free meal.
Ugh,
I can see Joe being that person that just carries around a bag of hair and puts it on his food after he's done just so he can get it for free.
Oh, I'll freely admit that I do that, but now I got the beard, so it's harder to try to make it look real.
Yeah, like remember that lady like several years back, she brought like a fake finger or something, put it in her chili, like a fast food restaurant.
Was everybody not legit afraid to order chili at like Chili's? Is this like, oh man, I got a finger too?
Yeah.
No!
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.